B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This story took place in Florida. Horrible. An employee with Polk County's North Central Landfill died on Friday evening after he was crushed by a bulldozer while inside a porta potty.
Oh my God.
Deputies were called to the landfill Friday shortly as after five. The workers were getting ready to shut down the facility. The victim, 43-year-old man named Aaron Henderson, was an employee there, and Henderson was assigned as a spotter, meaning that his task was to provide traffic control to incoming and outgoing dump trucks that were dumping trash within the landfill. At the time, the bulldozer driver was operating his rig up an embankment to park it at the end of the day. Deputy said that the front blade of the bulldozer was elevated 3 or 4 feet off the ground, blocking the front view of the rig. Once the driver was on level ground, he began to turn the bulldozer and heard a loud crumble. And as he moved forward, he noticed that he went over a porta potty, which he was unaware was near the staging area. He immediately exited the bulldozer, ran towards the porta potty to see if anyone was inside of it. And at that time, he observed Henderson unresponsive inside the porta potty.
Wow, way to go.
OSHA was immediately contacted, and an autopsy will be scheduled at a later date. Authorities said that the incident appeared to be a tragic industrial accident. That's horrible. Ugh. This is in Denver near 23rd Avenue around 11 a.m. Thursday morning. Police said someone broke into a box truck and took a dolly and a box of human remains. It was a blue and white cardboard box, 20 by 15 by 18 inches, with science care written on the sides. And inside the box, human heads.
Do they believe that was an on-purpose theft?
They don't know. Science Care is a program for donating bodies to science to help improve scientific research and education. They were on their way for medical research use. Police said what they can release is limited because the case is still active. Neighbors are wondering whether the suspect intended to steal the remains or something else.
Where's my box of heads?
And so far, no arrests have been made. Police are asking anybody who may know where the remains are, if anyone has any information that they can help identify.
Well, they're asking for a heads up.
Suspects responsible to contact the Denver police.
Dude, Jesus, that's gruesome.
A box full of heads. Wow. An intoxicated man drove onto a Florida golf course, did donuts on the green, crashed into a tree, and then got into a fight with a golf course employee. Ta-da.
I love golf.
The bizarre scene unfolded Thursday afternoon at Palm Air Country Club in Pompano Beach, and deputies and fire rescue crews responded to the course after the intoxicated man drove onto the green as several golfers on golf carts attempted to stop the vehicle. The driver finally stopped after hitting a tree, getting out, and attacking a golf course employee. The course worker suffered minor injuries and was transported to an area hospital. Deputies arrived and took the driver into custody.
If you have a good course, a course that's maintained well, and someone rips up the ground like that, it's going to be a long time before you can...
Yes. Before they
get it back
that.
To playable level.
Yep. Animal control officers responded to a Northwest Austin movie theater on Friday night after a guest reportedly brought a live bat into a screening of The Batman.
Oh, come on.
A spokesperson for Sinopolis Movie House and Eatery said the bat was released as part of a prank from one of the moviegoers. The theater had to stop the movie and address the issue. Local animal control was contacted and had been overseeing the situation to ensure the guests, staff, and animal safety were all covered.
That'd be like bringing a dog into the Power of the Dog.
Video on social media showed a staff member announcing the theater was turning off its projector and lights to try and get the bat to fly to another lighted area.
Yeah, they're very quick.
A spokesperson said, to ensure that a prank like this does not occur again, we've added additional security and are checking all bags upon guest entry. All guests were offered a full refund after the incident, but the majority opted to stay and finish the film.
I brought my bat to the screening, but I kept it in its cage.
That's what you need to do. It's an easy thing to do.
It's safer.
The state of the world has a lot of people upset, but it is not an excuse for speeding. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office in Florida has body cam footage when an officer pulled over a man for going 50 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone, and the driver told officers, to tell you the truth, I just found out that Putin is saying he's going to launch nuclear thermal war against the world, and I was trying to get back to my house and find out what's going on.
He wants to bring his patio furniture in.
He said this after giving a different excuse, and the deputy can be heard saying, I saw you run a stop sign, make a left turn, and then hop on the gas.
Well, that was for the economy.
No word, no word if the driver got a ticket or not. And then one last story. In early February, people in a neighborhood in East Las Vegas noticed some mysterious substance was dropping from the sky and covering nearly everything around them for about 3 weeks. Eesh. Thursday, the Department of Environmental Sustainability revealed that the black, brown, and sometimes oil-like substance was actually bee poop.
Bee poop? What?
Commonly called bee frass. And lab results confirmed it. And Public Information Officer Kevin McDonald said it was more or less a nuisance. But we've seen in other areas around the world that industrial pollution can lead to environmental and health impacts. And a beekeeper says that the weeks before spring are a prime time for things like this to happen.
Bee poop.
As bees emerge and swarm in new places.
So
never heard of that.
No. And we're looking, I guess, at what is bee poop?
Yeah, wow. It's like tar, something like that.
I don't like that.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Another messed up story out of Florida. I led with the one in the last Bizarre File, a guy being crushed in a porta potty. Well, deputies say they believe a missing woman's body was found inside her own septic tank.
Holy God!
Overnight in Florida. The sheriff's office said that deputies worked from Friday night until Saturday morning excavating the backyard of 57-year-old Cynthia Cole.
How did that happen?
In her home while they were investigating her disappearance. They have no idea. Detectives say that they found a woman's body in the tank, which was buried 4 feet underground. Medical examiners yet to confirm the body's identity, but deputies said that they have every reason to believe that it is that of Ms. Cole.
It's got
to
be foul play, obviously.
Shortly after finding the body, detectives arrested handyman Koikai Demich on second-degree murder. So he has been, it's alleged, in the involvement of her death. But that is just,
you can't overflush and get sucked down into the septic tank.
Horrible, horrible. A hungry raccoon tried to invade the kitchen of an apartment the hard way by crawling through the light fixture to the horror of the occupants. And the critter's paw could be seen reaching out from the ceiling as the tenants were shrieking in horror in a moment that was caught on video. You can hear Yesenia Irizarry saying, F this, I'm calling 911. She's a 21-year-old student at the Fashion Institute of Technology and says on the video, as her three roommates screamed to call 911. Despite it looking like an alien, she asked for animal control. She said, some of us thought it was a raccoon. Some of us thought it was, I don't even know. And the critter's identity was confirmed when it pushed harder to get into the kitchen, opening up a bigger gap in the ceiling medallion surrounding the light fixture and revealed the raccoon's head.
Now, I read in one of the articles about it that it was a rabbit, and it sounds like they didn't. Did they catch it or no?
No, they didn't.
Okay, so they wouldn't even know if it was rabid.
She said, we could see it. We could see the stripes. The police officers who arrived were at a loss, telling the terrified foursome that eventually it will give up. Just try to sleep through it.
How could you?
Yeah, right? But Irizarry said that no one got any shut-eye that night. When the building's handyman arrived the next day, he admitted that raccoons had been frequent visitors to the three-story row house, telling her that that was why the fireplace was plastered over.
Thanks for telling me now.
The past tenant, she said, would come home and find raccoons in the living room.
Hi.
Irizarry said that she had also seen the creature, but outside. She said that the roommates continued for several weeks to hear the raccoon and its babies scratching in the crawl space above them. And she filmed the video in November, but posted it only this week.
I have to apologize. We ate all of your Nutella.
So I don't know what they're going to do about getting it out of there, as far as I know.
Yeah, what do you do?
It hasn't been resolved as of yet. Yep. Investigators say a prank caused a hijacking scare on an inbound flight to Orlando on Sunday. A passenger said, "We were pulling in." The captain on the intercom said he had let us know that there was a non-credible threat. A 10-year-old boy was using an airdrop to wirelessly send a threat that the plane was hijacked.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
And the FBI said Monday that no charges will be filed in the case. Apparently, the minimum age for federal crimes that usually apply to planes is 11 years old. This is a 10-year-old.
I mean, that's yeah. you're building a sociopath.
Yep. Alaskan Airlines said in a statement, after Alaska Airlines Flight 16 from Seattle landed in Orlando, it parked remotely because of a potential threat that was later deemed non-credible. Police boarded and cleared the aircraft. The plane continued to its gate and passengers deplaned as normal. We take safety seriously and apologize for the inconvenience of our guests.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass.
A man in Thailand is feeling some pain after getting shot in his manhood because he allegedly went out for drinks with his friends instead of making dinner for his wife. And it wasn't a gun either. So Chanita Kadrum shot Boonchui Musitan with a harpoon.
A harpoon?
Oh, my God. Wow.
After waiting up for him to come home.
My balls.
Musitan said that his wife twisted the spear when it was impaled in his penis.
Oh, my God.
Musitan was allegedly so drunk that he didn't go to the hospital until the next day, and his penis needed 17 stitches.
It's just a harpoon.
Boonchui said he decided to stay away from his home until his wife, quote, cools down.
Yeah, she harpoons my balls now and then.
You got to let her cool off for a little while.
I'm in the doghouse. I got my balls harpooned.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep it off.
Oh, my balls.
A now-retired Indiana high school teacher who was arrested after video showed him hitting a student during a confrontation over wearing a hooded sweatshirt on school grounds was charged this past Friday with battery. Security footage shows the incident on February 25th at Jimtown High School in Elkhart, Indiana. In the video, teacher Michael Hazinski jogs down a hallway at the school, appearing to chase after a student, grabs a student by the backpack. Hazinski points at his finger at the student and then hits the student in the face, knocking the student's head into the wall.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
As the student holds their head with one hand, Hazinski grabs the student by the arm, begins to pull the student down the hallway before the student falls to the ground. At that point, another adult appears in the video and Hazinski walks away from the student. A judge on Friday determined that there was probable cause to charge Hazinski with causing moderate injury, level 6 felony. Hazinski, a 40-year teaching veteran who a social media post named its Teacher of the Year in 2020, had planned to retire as a world civilization and sociology teacher in June. Less than 2 hours after he hit the student, he requested that the school board grant him an early retirement. They unanimously voted
approval. I'm just not handling this well.
To the early retirement request, he will receive all usual retirement benefits. The altercation had begun after he confronted the student about wearing a hooded sweatshirt to class. Hoods are not allowed in school except on special days. From there, a verbal exchange ensued, and Hazinski slapped the student in the face, and the student's head hit the wall. Police officer called to the scene, saw an abrasion and a lump on the student's head. The student told the officer Hazinski had instructed him to leave the classroom. After he left, the student said he followed him down the hallway, grabbed his backpack, and hit him across
the head. Hold on,
so he's in trouble. And that's it. That is what we are wrapping the bizarre file with, right now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.